Oh boy. Tuesday, August 3rd, 2021. Hello, friends. We have a saying at Lynchpin that's, we do what's effective, not what's popular. And today's workout is quintessentially that. This is something that most people would never program for themselves. Here we go. 3 rounds for time, or not. I'll talk about that in a second. 3 rounds for time, or not. Of a 45-second L-sit, just accumulate 45 seconds, does not need to be unbroken, followed by a really fun one-mile run. So 3 rounds for time, 45-second L-sit, one-mile run. Other equipment conversions, you could replace each 1,600 meters of running with 4,800 meters on the Rogue Echo Bike, Assault Bike, or the Schwinn Airdyne, 2,000 meters on the Concept 2 Rower, Concept 2 Ski Erg, 4,000 meters on the Concept 2 Bike Erg, and if you're using an air runner, reduce the distance by 25%. Okay, it says for time or not. We make one workout a week like that because I feel it's critical. It's a nice physical and mental break, a decompression for you that allows you to keep your training sustainable for long term. I'm 16 years into doing CrossFit, so I can tell you from firsthand experience, it works. People sometimes think that every day you're supposed to go with maximal intensity, and that's not the case. Your intensity should be modulated just like everything else. We've done several podcasts on this. And so you should always feel authorized to not run the clock, to slow down. Whatever you're feeling that day, do it, because that's going to keep you happy and healthy for the long term. I just don't want you working out hard this week, if it costs you your future. We want a sustainable, intelligent progression here. So you should always feel authorized to do that on any day, but some people won't unless we specifically program it in, so we do once a week. But if you feel like getting after it, by all means, do it for time. Oh, it's going to be a good one. Hell, I mean, again, it's going to be a good one. I would say it won't be uncommon for most people to break up that 45-second L-sit into three chunks, like three 15-second chunks. I don't think that's going to be uncommon. So if you're in that camp, you're not alone. We've got a video showing the L-sit. Super fitness robot time for this be 32 minutes or less, so we're going long today. More likely, it could drift into the low 40s. Could be 42 minutes or less, depending upon the running capacity and how the L-sit goes. Scaled option. 3 rounds for time or not of a 30-second L-sit or 45 sit-ups, followed by an 800-meter run. We've got a video showing the AbMat sit-up there. Limited equipment option, same as the workout of the day because no gear is needed. No equipment option. Now, you could do an L-sit with your hands on the ground or find something to do it, but I'm going to say that, okay, you don't have anything. So for the no equipment workout, it's 3 rounds for time or not of 45 hollow rocks, followed by a one-mile run. And we've got a video showing the hollow rock. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. 200 double unders in as few sets as possible, or if you're not there yet, 5 minutes of double under attempts or practice. And we've got a video showing that. And the other part is a farmer's carry. Just do 3 farmer's carries. They should be challenging and difficult, but they're not maximal effort to failure. Rest a couple minutes between each to help build that grip strength. The distance you go will be based upon the load of the objects you have available to you. Cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Who doesn't want to go for a 15-minute run after 3 miles of running? That's 5 to 15 minutes, right? But, then we have the Cobra stretch for the abs and the straddle stretch, each of those holding 1 to 2 minutes. Each of those have a video. Hope we're still friends, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for Wednesday's workout.